CD 5. American English File, 3rd edition, Student Book 4, by Christina Latham Koenig, Clive Oxenden, and Kate Shimacki. Published in copyright Oxford University Press, 2021. 9.1.
The first point to bear in mind is that nothing, nothing is ever free. How often have you seen ads saying things like, "Get a free Bluetooth speaker when you subscribe to our magazine for 6 months"? There's something about the word free that immediately attracts us. I want it. It makes us feel clever, as if we're going to get something for nothing. But of course, that Bluetooth speaker, which incidentally will probably break the second time you use it, wasn't free at all. In spite of what the ad said, its price was really included in the magazine subscription. So, don't trust any ad that offers something for free. A second trick that advertisers use is when they tell us, "There are only a few left. Buy now while supplies last." What happens to us when we read or hear these words? Even though we don't really need the products, and maybe don't even like them, we immediately want to be among the lucky few who have them. But let's be clear about this. Companies just don't run out of products. Do you really think the manufacturers couldn't produce a few more if they thought they could sell them? Of course they could. When it comes to new products, we, the consumers, are like sheep, and we follow each other. So, another way advertisers have of getting us to use something is to tell us everybody's using it. And of course, we think everybody can't be wrong, so the product must be fantastic. So as to make us believe it, they use expressions like, "It's a must-have," or "It's the in thing," and they combine this with a photograph of a large group of people so that we can't fail to get the message. But don't be fooled. Even if everybody is using it, and they may not be, everybody can be wrong. Another favorite message is, "You too can look like this," accompanied by a photo of a fabulous-looking man or woman. But the problem is, you can't look like this because actually the woman or man in the photo is a model, and also because he or she doesn't really look like that either. The photo has been airbrushed in order to make the model look even slimmer, with perfect skin, and even more attractive than they are in real life. Ads also often mention a particular organization that recommends their product. For example, things like, "Our dog treats are recommended by the International Association of Dog Nutritionists." Well, that's probably an organization that the company set up themselves. Or, "A recent independent study found that our toothpaste cleans your teeth better than any other brand." What study was it? Who commissioned the study? It was probably produced for the company itself, and paid for by them, too. Finally, what annoys me the most is, "Trust me, I'm a doctor," or, "Trust me, I'm a celebrity." The idea is that if a celebrity is using the product, it must be fantastic, or if a doctor recommends it, it must really work. But be careful. Although the actress is holding the product in the photo, do you really think she colors her hair with it at home? And the doctor in the ad, is he really a doctor or just an actor wearing a white coat?